Many retailers, including Walmart, Toys R Us, and Target, opened their doors earlier than ever on Thanksgiving. Haines Mall in Winston-Salem began welcoming holiday shoppers at midnight on Friday. Dee Dee Coulter of Savannah, Georgia, took advantage of the early bird specials.
Boots, purses. I have a teenage daughter, so a little of everything.
I'm Shannon Clark from Statesville. We know what we want when we get here, so we go right for it, and crowds don't bother me. It's part of the fun.
Many stores at Haines Mall offered additional coupons and discounts on sale prices. A large crowd gathered in front of Mac Authority around 4 a.m. on Friday. Store manager Alex Baskett says he saw a steady stream of shoppers throughout the weekend.
You know, iPods and things like that are kind of taking over for portable gaming devices for kids. So during the holidays, we see a spike in iPod sales.
Llewellyn Charles of Winston-Salem braved the crowds to try to find an engagement ring for his girlfriend.
So far, everything pretty much seems the same price as like a month ago. I haven't found anything other than maybe some golf equipment. But other than that, everything seems about the same price as a month ago. I don't think it came down too much on prices.
Ron Riddle of Clemens usually avoids Black Friday, but this year he ventured out for a deal on a new pair of shoes. He says he hopes people don't get too caught up in the shopping frenzy this holiday season.
With the economy as it is, hopefully people won't overspend based on their ability. So hopefully people don't get psyched up with the Black Friday and all that kind of stuff and overspend.
The National Retail Federation estimates holiday sales this year will be more than $586 billion. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.